I think something we all need to ponder is quantifying and valuing what a father does as a man who prays, meditates on truth, and in my case, preaches to the world, to the internet, posts scripture on Facebook, does talks with his kids, sends notes of encouragement, sends notes of truth, sends videos to ponder, or just tries to be fun. It is a distinct function of the father. The mother, the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, the hugs, the smiles. But the father, alone with God in the woods, praying for his family, for his children, for the future, for the country, for the region, growing burden for souls, you know, increased burden to spread the good news to the region we live in. That's not quantified as work or value. There's no approximated value put to it. So think about it. Like, many years ago, people did a calculation, what a wife does, running a home, working on a budget, doing diet, bussing people around, managing things at somewhere around $50 an hour. That's the equivalent value from a business point of view, life point of view, whatever. But what value can one place on a father that spends time alone with God early in the morning, in his time in his vehicle, doing work stuff, meditating on his bed, on the things of God, casting up prayers, entreaties, looking up at heaven and crying out for mercy and goodness to flow upon him and his children, his seed? We don't know how. We can't put a dollar value to that. But it's absolutely essential, and it directly connects to everything related to welfare and money and income. Those times alone with God have no real number value. They're beyond a number value, but without them, you can't survive. A family can't survive. He can't survive. In the way of God, in the way of truth, and fighting the darkness that's in this world. I mean, it's everywhere, lies everywhere. And it takes valiant effort every day, every moment of every day, to chart out a course, to hatchet a way through the woods in the wilderness, or however you want to think about it. It's resistance. And it's a man that fears God, loves God, serves God with his whole heart, that charts that course. He's a navigator. He's a guide. And without that guide, how are you going to get to the destination, which is glory, eternal life, life forever with Christ, the family of God, reigning with Christ, all these incredibly real things.